Okay, first off, raining, long day. If it was raining and it was watching the fourth quarter of the NBA Finals, I would not be here. I'm not sure how many of you guys are interested in the NBA Finals, but raining and after a long day, so I appreciate you guys coming here. I don't take that for granted, so thank you. Last week we had the privilege of learning Reb Nosson. I felt like we would go back to Rabbi Simon, my Rebbe from YU, try to get a little bit of a glimpse of what this week's Parsha, Shabbos Nachum, is all about. We try to connect it a little bit to Eretz Yisrael, obviously, because even though Tisha B'Av is over, we are now in the healing process. And there's 7 weeks of Nechama, starting with Shabbos Nachama. So we go to page one. Page one is my Rebbe Sefer Imre Baruch. I think they still give it out, Shana Af, or maybe, I don't know, Shana Bet, in Eretz Yisrael, the YU gives it out. So Rabbi Simon writes, he quotes the Maimer, V'aschanan al Hashem, Emuna B'koach HaTfilah. Emuna b'kocha tefila. You want to know what Vaschanun is all about? Belief. There's some extra copies here. The belief in the power of davening. Parshas Vaschanun says Rabbi Simon Nigras b'chol shana v'Shabbos Nachamu. Every year, Parshas Vaschanun is always Shabbos Nachamu. We're only going to go to 10:30. So at 10:29, whatever I'm up to, that's what we're up to. Because last week was 42 minutes, and I bugged out. I can only imagine how much you bugged out because I was bugging out just watching 42. No, 30 minutes and we're done. Says Rabbi Simon, every year, V'aschanan is Shabbos Nachamu. So obviously there's got to be a strong connection between V'aschanan and what Shabbos Nachamu, the Shabbos of comfort, the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av. What's the connection? So before we see Rabbi Simon's vort, I just want to tell you a vort that I saw outside. By Lazar Geldzahler, who hopefully will be zochet to go to his kever, he's buried in Muncie. He's the Yoel Gold video, remember that one? He was pumping gas and he was looking for him, he made me feel tall. Remember you guys saw that Yoel Gold video? So this is the story about that Rabbi Lazar Geldzahler. He's my Rabbi. I never met him. But there's a few Gedolim books that you read. I think I told the Chavar, I don't like Gedolim books because not saying anything bad. I just feel bad about myself after reading them. The Chavetz Chaim came out of the womb. He wasn't saying Lashon Hara. Shkoyach. There are a few that I feel very good about myself after. One of them being Rabbi Shlomo Feifeld and one of them Rabbi Lazar Geldzahler. I'm giving you guys a lot of homework. Last week I told you about Rav Cook's Sefer, an angel among men. Then there's a second Sefer, I forgot. What was the second? What? Ish Kodesh. Yeah. And then now this week, Rabbi Shlomo Feifeld and Rabbi Lazar Geldzahler. You could get both on Amazon, I'm pretty sure. So he says, why is it that Vaschanan is always after Tisha B'Av? Because what's in Parshas Vaschanan? Parshas Vaschanan is one of the only two places in the Torah that the Aseres Hadibros are mentioned. Right? They're mentioned in Yisrael. And they mention again in Vaschanan. He says, what's the true nechama? The only true nechama we have in Galus is that we still have the Torah. We might not have the Beis HaMikdash, and it was another year of sitting on the floor. It was another year going through the kinos. But you know what we do have? We have the Torah. And that's what Aseres HaDibros represent. It's a good word, no? Aseres HaDibros, Davka is in Vaschanan, to tell, and Davka Vaschanan is always after Tisha B'Av to tell you that at the end of the day, we might not have the Beis HaMikdash, but we have the Torah, which is a very big way to comfort ourselves. But that's not on the page. Says Rabbi Simon, second line, the Shulchan Aruch actually gives a siman for this. In Aruch Chaim, siman tov chav chav ches. Siman lazeh, tsumu v'tzali. The pasuk says that you should fast and you should daven. Tsumu, when did we fast? Hayinu b'Tisha B'Av, we fasted on Tisha B'Av. V'tzalu, and we davened, hayinu b'parshas v'aschanan. He says that at the end of the day, it's like a remez. That we fasted and we davened. We fast on Tisha B'Av. When do we daven? You daven Vaschanan, because that's what Vaschanan teaches us in the name of the Sifri. Rashi quotes it. Rashi b'shem Sifri. Ki Vaschanan hu me'echad me'asar l'shona shal tefila. Vaschanan. The pasuk says Vaschanan al Hashem. Basically, more when Moshe says, "I daven to Hashem," Vaschanan is a way of davening. So when we fasted on Tisha B'Av. But there's a connect. There's something that happens has to happen after we fast. You're not running to DJs to get your strawberry gram. I just had my first strawberry gram. It was like, it's chashev. Very chashev. Very chashev. But that's not part of the process. Part of the process, the Shulchan Aruch writes down this lahalacha. Lahalacha. We fast and you daven. We could daven all we want the whole week. But the davening really comes on Shabbos. So Rabbi Simon says such an incredible vort from the Berach Moshe. Berach Moshe is one of the Satmar Rebbe's. It's also buried not too far away from here in Monroe. So he says a beautiful idea. He says specifically, when we daven during the week, it's after Tisha B'Av, I don't know about you, it's not the same daven when we come to Shabbos Nachum. Shabbos Nachum, a person's able to really, really express their heart, express their emotion and feeling, and really get to a place where, specifically on Shabbos, Nesiv HaShalom talks a lot about it also. Let's see inside what, why Dafka on Shabbos, or why Dafka Nachum. In Nir Ainyan, you see the second paragraph, Seva Berach Moshe, Moshe Tailabam, I think he was the Masada Kedusha in my in-law's wedding, I'm pretty sure. Keep easy, just a nice little flex. What's the word that you, the Chever uses for flex? What's the word? T4. Okay, T4. Yeah, T4. What's the T and what's a 4? I have no idea. Okay. What? Or therefore. Oh, therefore I'm from. My in-laws got married by the Merich Moshe. So okay. T4. Excellent. Thank you. Keep easy, Chorban. Meach, and I need to understand the Lashonis. Meach, Hashem, Chizu B'nai Yisrael, Sporam, L'Bamai, Seim, Aroim, V'osib, V'chid, Al Pesho. It was another year of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Chodesh Baruch Hu got upset. We know the Yerushalmi tells us every year the Beis HaMikdash is not, not rebuilt. It's as if it was destroyed. But not just if it was destroyed, it's as if we destroyed it. Lo Shema Chodesh Baruch Hu called Tfilat Sam. Chodesh Baruch Hu didn't answer us. As the Pasuk says in Eicha, Paragimel, Gam ki ezak ve'eshva shasam tfilasi. You cried, but I shut out your tefillah. I didn't hear you. Chodesh Baruch Hu doesn't hear our tefillahs. But what's the Nechama? The Nechama is that Chodesh Baruch Hu here does hear our tefillahs. The Nechama is that Chodesh Baruch Hu is our Father. And the Father will always, sometimes will have to shut the door. But the door is always never closed. V'anachama hi sheyoshiyam, see the fifth line down? V'anachama hi sheyoshiyam, HaChodesh Baruch Hu, v'yuchu lishpoch siyach b'tfilo, v'tachanunim l'fnei HaChodesh Baruch Hu. The Chodesh Baruch Hu is the greatest Nechama, the greatest salvation, is that HaChodesh Baruch Hu does accept our tfilo. As the Pasuk says by Yeshaya Navi, Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami. And what's the Nechama? HaChodesh Baruch Hu says, you should be comforted and comforted in my nation. What's the nechama? Says the Moshe Talmud the Berach Moshe. What's the nechama? Davru alev Yerushalayim. Right, Nachmu Nachmu Ami. Keep. You have to read the rest of the pasuk. Davru alev Yerushalayim. You should speak about the heart of Yerushalayim. What? Why dafka the heart? What's lev? What's lev? Davru al Yerushalayim. What's davru alev Yerushalayim? So I know the hotel on the cross street from on the. Lev Yerushalayim, it's cross street in the great shawarma place. It's on Yafo. Not Yafo. No, right next to Ben Yehuda? Not Moshiko's. Okay, not for now. Okay. You guys were in COVID. Very good. You didn't get to see. Okay. It says, why Dafka Lev Yerushalayim? Rome is al tefillah, because we know Lev refers to davening. As the Gemara tells us in Tainis, Beis Amanav. La'av as Hashem Elokeichem, la'av b'chol levavchem, ezu yavoda, the Gemara says. She believe. At the end of the day, you don't want to know what the Nechama is? The Nechama is, yes, we fasted on Tisha B'Av. And there was a day of tears. It was a day of brokenness. And a day, I don't want to say the word of sadness, but it was broken. Every single person here, I guarantee, cried when someone spoke on Tisha B'Av night or on Tisha B'Av day. It's part of the Jewish Neshama that you cannot cry on Tisha B'Av. But at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hear our tefillahs on Tisha B'Av. Chodesh Baruch Hu is very upset at his child. Another year of sinas chinam. Another year not believing in me. But what happens? The Nechama comes and says, you know what? Shabbos comes. I'll leave you, Shalim. What is leave? Leave refers to davening. Moshe Rabbeinu davens to Chodesh Baruch Hu. And he davens 550 times. What is he daven for? He's davening for one thing. What's he davening for? To get into Eretz Yisrael. So we see there's a very strong connection between the Muna. There's a very strong connection between davening. And specifically when it's hard. And specifically when we're not answered, it's so easy to just give up. I just want to read you a lashon. I just saw this tonight. I'm sorry I didn't put it in the packet. There's another Ashiva from YU, Rabbi Daniel Stein Shlita, great sefer called Chamudi Daniel. And he quotes the Ishvitzer. And he says, Vaschanon is Gematria 515. The Baal term says, a lot of Gematria people out there. Yeah, so there's no one in the middle. What I found is that people like appreciate gematrias. They're like, gematrias cute, but like, give me like the Gemara. Give me like the Gemara. There's no one in the middle. Gematrias, if it was good enough for Rashi, it should be good enough for us. I don't know. I get very fiery about this. Gematrias is a real thing. 550 times. How many times did Moshe Rabbeinu daven? 515. What's the gematria of tefillah? Take a guess. 515. What's the gematria of shira? When you sing? It's the highest expression of davening. 515. No one thought it was 514, I hope by now. Right? It's all 515. And that's the Baal term. Baal term says, brings all this together. says that the Ishvitzer, at the end of the day, Moshe Rabbeinu continued to daven 500 times, 501, 502, 503, until Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to stop. And the Ishvitzer says that's exactly why we read it, the Aschanan, every year. Because sometimes when we daven, and we weren't answered, we're sitting again in Pennsylvania, we're not in Yerushalayim. We weren't able to get our tefillahs answered. Says the Ishvitzer, Ein manu lisyash mi lispal. Don't give up. You can't give up. You're doubting for someone who's sick, and the Rahman al-Sunday doesn't go through, and the person passes away. Does that mean the tefillah wasn't answered? No. It means the tefillah was used for something else. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah wasn't answered himself, because Rosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Klaishel is going to need your tefillahs. Klaishel is going to need your 515. I can answer you. 516, you're ready to go, you could go back into Eretz Yisrael. But I'm just letting you know that Jewish people need every single one of your tefillahs. That's why the Sfarim tell us that sometimes when we're answered, the answer was, especially teenagers, and even, let's be honest, even ourselves, sometimes we're not answered. Sometimes the answer is yes. Sometimes the answer is no. But that doesn't stop us from continuing to knock at the door, knock, knock, and knock. V'etzem koach ha-tfilah, lifal b'chol eis b'chol matzav, hu yisod m'huz ha-nachama sh'parshas v'aschanan. So he gives us another reason why V'aschanan is read Shabbos Nachman. We started off the first reason, because that has the Aseret HaDibros. Aseret HaDibros represents the Torah, even though the Bismidish, Rabbi Eliezer Geldzahler, said we have the Torah. The second idea, we said, why Davka Shabbos Nachmu, Rabbi Simon quoted the Shulchan Aruch. I'm doing my little Rav Gav right now, if you haven't noticed it. Rav Gav, like, recap right here. The second reason, he said, in the Shulchan Aruch, it says, Sumu Vitzalei. First we fast, and then we daven. We fast in Tisha B'Av, and we daven. But we daven, we weren't able, our tefillahs weren't answered on Tisha B'Av, but at the end of the day, davening on Shabbos, especially Shabbos Nachmu, Dabru Alev Yushalayim, Lev refers to specifically to tefillah. The Gemara says in Tanis, Ezu hi avodah shebelev, heve omezru tefillah. This is davening. Davening is not just words, not Hebrew lip service. Like my Rabbi Cohen Shlita likes to say, it's not Hebrew reading skills. Just get me, just get through the paragraph and just say, okay, I got through my Pesuk Tzadi Zimra. No. You're supposed to understand. You're not supposed to get OCD, like every word and every lip. It's supposed to be with emotion, with heart, with passion. There's a story of Moshe Sternbach. Moshe Sternbach Shlita, one of the great Rosh Hashivas of our generation, is in Harnof. I'll tell you the story. First story, my wife's cousin was once looking for a shidduch. Well, she wasn't that old, but we went. It was a circus, and we went, and she was telling him what she was looking for. I'm not sure if she was in the room or outside the room, whatever. And she was like very specific. And Rav Moshe Sternbach said he knows, like, Shas, the kindest person. So he said, tell her to stop looking for an Esrog. Because, like, right around Sukkot time. Like, when it comes to Shidduch, yeah, of course you want to find things that are going to be 90%. But there's going to be, like, you know, like, she went to Camp Morisha. The guy went to Camp Morisha. Or, like, the brother's sister lives in Tel Aviv or something. Like, Narish guy. Stop. Like, he was telling him to stop thinking everything's perfect. Fun fact for you guys, Mitzvah Shem at the right time. So, I don't know why I told you that. But another story about Moshe, because it happened to me. I was in the room. So Moshe, and Baruch Hashem, she got married a year later to a good friend of mine. So Moshe Sternbach was once he was much younger. He was in, like, probably 15, 16 years old. And the story goes, is that the Rav, I forgot the name, maybe the Tribuna, I think the Tribuna Rav was his Rosh Hashiva, was the Rav of the classroom, and gave a very hard shiloh. Nobody at that age would be able to answer it. Rav Moshe Sternbach was in Eloy. He was a very smart kid at the time, and he answered correctly. You know, the Tribuna Rav got up there and said, "You're a Gazlan. You're a robber. That can't be your answer." And everyone's like shocked. Like, Rav Moshe Sternbach, if he's the head of the Edech Haredes nowadays, I think in Eretz Yisrael, he's not stealing. What was the Tribuna Rav saying? Everyone's waiting for the punchline. He said, at the end of the day, someone at your age is able to answer that piece of Gemara, that question on Tosos. It's only because your mother davened by the candles every Friday night with emotion and with passion and with heart. And the Vizakini wasn't just the Vizakini was a real Vizakini. And at the end of the day, the Rabbi Shapiro, Rabbi Chaim Shapiro from North Mishlita, Rabbi of our family, so he said, the story goes that the Rabbi Moshe Sternbach, it was his mother, and her mother was so known for her tefillah that the Chevra and the Shul wanted in South Africa, I think, he grew up. They wanted. They told the rabbi that she needed to leave. Her tears were too much for people to focus, and the rabbi said, "No problem." This is like a third story of a story, and it's a story. It's like Dream Within a Dream. What's that movie with DiCaprio? Whatever. Okay. Yeah. Inception. So the rabbi said, "No, if she goes, no problem. But if she goes, I go." She had such a kolach tefillah that at the end of the day, I'm not saying that a father and males don't have that, but there's something special about when a mother dies, specifically about the Neros. It's something very special. So you go to page 2. Page 2. There's a continuation of that the same word about even when a Jew davens and he's not answered, you got to continue to be strong, continue to never give up. You can look out on your own time. You can look inside. But I really wanted to get to page 3 because I said 10:30 and I got 14 minutes here. The Meimarim. I'm not sure if I gave you guys Meimarim. Yep. Meimarim, I wrote on the top. Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap. Talmud Muvok. That's how you spell Muvok. I have no idea. Shor Rav Kook. The Meimarim was the Talmud Muvok or Rav Kook. He was the Rav of Shari Chesed. Shari Chesed, anyone? Greens, yeah? So the greens only exist because of Meimarim. Greens, can't go to the drink line, the food line. I could bug out in that place. My wife's a big fan of that place. I go to Angel Bakery, give me a coffee, give me 2 minutes. I can't do the strollers and the coffee line and the food line. It's too much. So if you go down the block from Greens, you'll see a Beis Medrash called the name. You'll see a Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap. He was the Rav of Shari Chesed. He was the Talmud, the closest student to Rav Kook. And he says such a beautiful thing. I don't even want to say it. If it's okay, I'm just going to read it. And then we'll just hopefully we'll learn it together and then we'll end off. He calls this piece Aliyah LeEretz Yisrael. Ein Yisrael Yichom Lichios B'lo Avi Eretz Yisrael. A Jew cannot live without the heir of Eretz Yisrael. He's saying spiritually. Obviously, physically we can, but spiritually. Kasher Yotze Yaakov Inu L'Chara. When Yaakov Inu left Esav and he was running to Charan, what happens? Right? We all know the famous story, Parshas Vayetze, that he realized that he passed by the Mokom HaMikdash and he wanted to get back and Eretz Yisrael came to him. Paul Alsh B'chol Mokom She'elcho Yisrael Yislava Imam Avir Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Inu has such a desire to get back to the Mokom HaMikdash, right? He said to himself, how could it be that I passed by the place Har Moriah? How could it be that I placed up? So what happened was, Eretz Yisrael came to him. But when he did that, when he had that desire, that yearning for Eretz Yisrael, he implanted within each and every one of us that we were able to attach to connect to Eretz Yisrael every single time we daven. Third line. Har Moriah Yikpots Kenegdem B'chol Mokom She'elchu. And then Mamish Har HaMoriah. Mokom HaMikdash comes to every single Jew when we daven. That means when we daven quad right, we're not davening quad right. The Mokom HaMikdash is coming to us. The meaning refers to specifically to davening. Gemara and Brachas, I believe on page 26b. At the end of the day, we might be stuck in Pennsylvania physically, but we want to know how to get to Eretz Yisrael. You want to know how to attain to reach Yerushalayim. It's 1-3 times per day, but it's not just 3 times per day. It's anytime you close your eyes, you connect to yourself to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says, oh, you got to read that line again. Shaydei Tfila Zochem LaHamshich Avir De'Eretz Yisrael Gam B'Chutz La'aretz. Specifically in davening, a Jew connect himself to the air of Eretz Yisrael, even in Chutz La'aretz. Just like, I think we could just end the shiur right here. Shkoyach. When we daven, we are going to Eretz Yisrael. We're not just davening in my sitter. Think about right before I'm standing in front of the Kotel. Mamish. It's very hard to do this, but it's a real thing. Gemara Brachas, and he says this in the rest of the place, we'll do it, but I'll just tell you outside. What does Gemara said? What a person should focus on when they daven? In outside of Eretz Yisrael, you have to daven east. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to face towards Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, face towards the Mikdash. In the Mikdash, you face towards the Kodesh Kedoshim. All of davening and Yerushalayim are interconnected. Davening and Eretz Yisrael, they're the same thing. The same way we started the shir, that we never give up over Yerushalayim, even if it's another year of destruction, and even if it's another year of tragedy, as another year of sitting on the floor, we never give up hope on Yerushalayim and on Beis HaMikdash, so too when it comes to davening. It's intertwined. This is the piece that I really wanted to connect, that Eretz Yisrael and davening, they're the same inyan. Ulam ein ze elo b'yachas l'Yisrael. Abayachas l'aretz atma. It's not just a Jewish thing, but it's an Eretz Yisrael thing. Look at the first arrow. Ein mizzeh shum to us b'shvila. V'itzricha davka tikun aydei shezara yako yavodu also. V'yakimez kol mitzvah satuiba. Sherak aydei zeh ba ha'aretz l'skonon ha'sholim. Again, I don't know the exact lashon here, but I think what he's telling us, Rav Kook and Rav Yaakov Mashklap, sometimes the words are a little hard. For a Jew to be able to connect to every mitzvah, to be able to connect, to be able to fix and to be complete, is to realize that Eretz Yisrael needs us and we need her. It's like the chasr and the kal. You can't have one without the other. You can't be Jewish without having a yearning for Eretz Yisrael. I'm not saying being a Zionist. I'm talking about having a real spiritual connection to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz is not like the rest of the land. So of the Rashi last week, Eretz Yisrael is the highest of the lands. The Gemara says in other places that someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael is like someone who has a god. Someone who doesn't live in Eretz Yisrael doesn't have a god. That's how special Eretz Yisrael is. Kila yesh yachas bechir misad atzma. Eretz Yisrael itself is special by itself. Look at the last line here, this paragraph. The eifshar ki amidei avodas haaretz bepol mamash and bemekom mamash. But at the end of the day, every Eretz Yisrael needs us. We need to be pull. We need to be able to daven. We have to feel the pull to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has that pull, but we have to have that yearning towards her. V'lulei tiknu anshe kinesu gedola seder atila. Maybe, says Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap. That's why the anshe kinesu gedola explained the davka to make seder tefila a specific way. Lo haya efshal hem Yisrael lehaskim mechutz laaretz. The end of the day, the Jewish neshama can't last in Lawrence. It can't last in Far Rockaway, in Riverdale, in Boca, in LA, in Chicago, in Colorado, without davening, but specifically davening in Eretz Yisrael. Because Chazal understood we're not ever all going to be able to be zocha to be physically in Eretz Yisrael. But every single time you open a tehillim, every single time you open a tefillah, we are transporting ourselves spiritually, not physically, spiritually, metaphysically, second week in a row using that word, jot it down, 10, 15 SATs. Metaphysically, we are going to Eretz Yisrael. He says here that Lo haya efshel ham Yisrael lehiskayem bechutz laaretz, right? Chutz laaretz, beiz chav lav laman. We wouldn't be able to breathe and to last in Eretz Yisrael and chutz laaretz without davening. She came below of Eretz Yisrael. Einam yicholim lichios. Should underline, highlight whatever you want. That's the line right here. Below of Eretz Yisrael. Einam yicholim lichios. Without the air of Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't mean the physical air. It means that the shtokus of wanting to get there. K'moshi ein adam yochel lichios b'li avir. Just like a person chas v'shalom has a pillow on in their face, they're not able to breathe, they're able to live. Right idea. Tzfila v'asidra hanifla shesidra b'ruach chacham mamshichem es ha'avir she'Eretz Yisrael gam mechutz l'artz v'zechiyusam. This is our life. It's our oxygen. It's our energy. When we come to daven. Davening in Eretz Yisrael has to be the same thing. That we're not giving up, and we have a full belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even at the end of the day when we're not answered once, we're starting again. And where do we get that koach from? Says the Meimron, we get that koach from Yaakov Avinu. When he realized that he passed by Eretz Yisrael, and he left, Eretz Yisrael came to him. And he had that desire. He had that yearning. Eretz Yisrael came to him. And so tonight, in a different piece, he quotes the same idea here earlier on in the Sefer, and he says on page Nun Tes, Yaakov Avinu implanted within this mida in each and every single one of us. Kein gam banav acharav, so to his children after him. Imrak yagbiro is shukasim Eretz Yisrael legula. If we just strengthen our desire and our yearning for Eretz Yisrael and for redemption, you nechshavim lam ki'ilu heim. If we have that same yearning and that same desire that Yaakov Avinu had, he says, Ki'ilu, we are standing on Har HaMoriah. We're standing in the Makom HaMikdash. I'm telling you, when not being able to go to Eretz Yisrael last year and not right now, I'm not looking good for this year's sukkahs, the feeling that I'm feeling is not being able to breathe. Which is not, I don't mean to like make it anything about Black Lives Matter, Hashem, or COVID, because I don't feel like I'm, but maybe this might be a little bit of a nechama. A little bit of a nechama is every single time we start Shemona Esrei, every single time you come to Daven, it's the same yearning. It's the same yearning for Eretz Yisrael. It's the same thing. We're yearning for something more. We're yearning for something that's beyond ourselves. We're yearning for redemption. We're yearning not for our own redemption, for Klai's or Chodesh Baruch's redemption. I thought that was such a powerful piece. to be able to really connect davening and Eretz Yisrael. Just to end off with on page 4, which I think this is the kicker right here. Got 4 minutes. Beautiful. We're moving. I think we did Rav Gav early. Rav Gav is good, but sometimes you need to do a little Rav Gav early. We saw Rav Gav earlier in the summer. He's so humble. Like I told him, like, you're part of my classroom. He's like, thank you so much. Like, he didn't want to, like, he was just like wanted to have Dougies and just like go on his way. He was in Lavi, right? It's in Lavi. So Rabbi Sami ends up the piece, Nachmu Nachmu Ami. But he says Nachmu Nachmu Ami doesn't just say the word Ami, but Imi. Ami means my nation. But the Medrash actually darshans, Imi means with me. As we spoke about on Tisha B'Av, the father needs to give nechama to the child. But the child also has to give nechama to the father, to our parent. At the end of the day, the Medrash says that when the child's in pain, HaKadosh Baruch is also in pain. Look at the second paragraph. The Pasuk says, we're going to say in this week's Parsha, Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami, Yomar Alokeichem. When Moshe the Baker, Shlito, he should be well, he should feel good. You guys ever remember Moshe the Baker? When he would say the words Nachmu, Nachmu, it's just not the same. When a Halko Sudever is saying Nachmu, Nachmu, I remember the Alofim and the Managim, everyone stood, we waited for a bracha from him at 2 years ago. And everybody got a bracha from him. To get a nechama from someone from a survivor, it was one of the most powerful moments of my life. Says the pasuk. Sorry, I just had to throw that in there. Nachmu, nachmu, ami, yomar alokeichem. The Medrash says, second paragraph, al tikra ami, don't really read it with a petah, with a pasach, ami, ela imi, with a chirit, with a dot. And he quotes the Leif Simcha. Leif Simcha is one of the Imre Amis' sons, one of the earlier, one of the previous Ger Rebbe's. He writes in Tavshim Mem Gimel, 1983. What's the comfort of the Jewish people? He im nechamas Hashem Yisbarach Atzmo. Right? Why did it say Nachmu twice? Just say Nachmu Ami. Why did it say Nachmu Nachmu Ami twice? Says the Leif Simcha. Because just like we need nechama, just like the children need nechama, the father also needs nechama. Kadosh Baruch Hu also went to Galus. The Shechinta Begalusa. Kizichsev Imo Anochi Betzara. Azeh Nachmu Nachmu Ami. Kadosh Baruch Hu says Nachmu Nachmu Ami. My nation should be comforted, but the Medrash says Nachmu Nachmu Imi. That I want to be comforted with you. I want to be comforted with you. And maybe we could say that's exactly what davening is. When we daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're not just davening for ourselves, we're davening for Him too. We say this in Lam Matzech, and I have 2 minutes left. We say in Lam Matzech, right after Asher every morning, Hashem Yimaleh Kol Mashal Asecha. This is, if they just came for this word tonight, it's worth for this word. Hashem Yimaleh Kol Mashal Asecha. A simple explanation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should fulfill all our requests. Says the Baal Shem Tov, Hashem Yimaleh Kol Mashal Asecha. That Kol Mashal Asecha, that all of our requests, Hashem Yimaleh, should be that Hashem's name should be filled. That Hashem's name should be recognized fully. You have to read it the opposite. Not that Hashem should fulfill, that's one level. Hashem should fulfill our requests. But all our requests is we're down for Him. Not just focus on our own problems. Not just focus on our own struggles, our own challenges. We want His name to be recognized. Ki yadata ki shabayim ahu balaz mitachas eino, that the whole world should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That eino mevado is not just a Mordechai Shapiro song, a nice song, way to start off. But eino mevado is the entire world. But we want a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name to be known. Zuhi nechamas bechiflaim, says Rabbi Simon. This is the nechama for Klai Yisrael, the nechama for Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'zachrinu shebechol makom she'anu golin hashchini imanu. That end of the day, anytime we're thrown into Galus, Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Ve'ein lanu tziv letzatz v'lasash chalil. We have no reason. There's no reason to ever give up, to get sad, or to give up on ourselves. At the end of the day, it's our job to be able to daven. Our job to be able to daven. And davening is inherent with the Eretz Yisrael, right? Every single time you go on road trip, I remember. We're not doing this yet. We go on road trip. You take out your compass on your phone. Which way is Eretz Yisrael? What is that? Because every single time when we daven, we're supposed to not just face Eretz Yisrael, we're supposed to feel Eretz Yisrael. We're supposed to connect to Eretz Yisrael. I feel like Rav Dani would use those. Every single time we daven, not just toward us, we're supposed to feel Eretz Yisrael. Because daven and Eretz Yisrael are the same thing. Even when things look bad, and even when things look hard, Yaakov implanted within each and every one of us the ability to, you know, again, this is a high level, but this is something that we should all strive for. that definitely took kavana. Oh, it's to 30 already. Okay, 30 seconds. Relax, relax. Okay, stop. At the end of the day, our job is to have the same yisod for Eretz Yisrael and for davening. But specifically when we daven, we're not just thinking of Mizrach, which way is east, which way in my heart is east. That at the end of the day, I'm focusing on my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not determined on my physical location. It's not determined on my physical location. It's determined on my neshama, my heart. And that's the Kedushas Levi. That's the Maisa. And I'll end with this. Someone once came to the Kedushas Levi after davening and said, he goes, how is your davening? Good. The Kedushas Levi looked at, how is Lemberg? He said, Rebbe, I've never been to Lemberg. How is Lemberg? I've never been to Lemberg. He said, what are you talking about? Your thoughts were just there in the market over there. The Kedushas Levi was able to understand on his level that at the end of the day, you are where your thoughts are. You could be davening in the Kotel, you could be thinking about doggies. Or you could be in doggies and thinking about Eretz Yisrael. Your physical location obviously helps us when we're in Yerushalayim. But specifically when we're not in Eretz Yisrael, that's exactly when we have the ability to connect to Eretz Yisrael, sometimes even more. Because Yaakov Avinu gave us that he implanted within us that koach. So at the end of the day, Be'ezus Hashem, every single time we daven, you remember, we're not just davening to daven, we're davening, the koach of davening is to never give up. And Eretz Yisrael is the same idea. Davening and Eretz Yisrael go hand in hand. And Be'ezus Hashem, the Shabbos Nachum, we're ready, it's only Tuesday night. We have plenty of time to be able to make it to Yerushalayim. As Hashem, not just spiritually, but physically as well. Thank you guys so much for learning. Thank you.